Module 4, Core Competencies.
Let's talk core competencies. There is a giant elephant in the room, a big topic that no one is discussing right in the middle of youth unemployment. Young people are saying that they can't find jobs, and employers are saying they can't find qualified talent. You're probably saying in response, wait, I'm right here, what about me? The hard truth is you've got to step it up. You may not hear this from anyone else, and you need to. The biggest concern of the biggest employers is about core competencies, meaning what specific skills you need for people to want to work with you. Let's be frank, your people skills are every bit as important as your expertise. You can be the smartest person in the room, but if you're not pleasant to work with, you might have a much harder time finding opportunity. As technology advances, people are having far less face-to-face interaction, which means that we have less time to practice our interpersonal relations. To show you how important these core competencies are, many employers these days say that they would rather hire for attitude and train for skill, meaning they'd rather hire people far less competent who are easy to work with. Another major complaint employers have is around this concept called discretionary effort. It's the amount of effort that you choose to put into your work. We all know people who put in the bare minimum effort but expect to be paid well, right? You can imagine how not happy employers are about this. In this module, we're going to help ensure that you're at the top of your game with these soft skills that businesses are requiring today. Some of these include communication, how you express yourself, critical thinking, how you think about things, ethics, leadership, innovation, and problem solving. We're going to ask you to assess yourself on these core competencies so you can get clear on what you're good at and what you need to work on. This is not an easy section. We're going to give you a lot to think about and ask you to be very critical but constructive with yourself. Okay, let's talk about competencies. Trust me, it is so much better for us to discuss this in our safe space here than you out in the workplace.
When we work with and study the most successful young people in the world, there are specific themes that constantly emerge: professional achievement, capitalizing on opportunities, freedom, and finding happiness in work. When we listen to their potential employers, we hear a lot about something else: core competencies. Once upon a time, core competencies used to mean reading, writing, and arithmetic. But nowadays, there's so much more you need to know to be successful in life. Core competencies are the quote-unquote soft skills that people need to play nice with others and to be productive members of the workforce. Some of these soft skills include communication, critical thinking, ethics, leadership, and innovation. In this module, we are going to go through the important core competencies that employers are finding and not finding in potential employees, what they're looking for, and how you can work on your own core competencies to be more valuable and marketable. What frustrates employers most? Core competencies are the same abilities or lack of abilities that many business owners and human resource directors complain about most when hiring young talent. We've talked to a lot of big employers over the years, and unfortunately, there are a lot of preconceived notions about emerging talent, otherwise known as you, and how ready you are for serious work. What frustrates employers the most is that, in general, many young people entering the workplace are not serious about working, don't have a strong work ethic that employers expect, or lack too many of these basic competencies. There is also a big problem with quote-unquote discretionary effort. This is the amount of effort that you choose to put into your work. It cannot be coerced or forced out of you. You need to want to make the effort to do what you can to add maximum value anywhere you work. But most people don't. How about you? How would you rate your own level of expended effort? Are you giving your work your all, or just showing up and collecting a paycheck? Discretionary effort is actually a measurement HR directors use to gauge the productivity of their employees. And when it is low, everyone suffers. Owners, managers, colleagues, even customers and shareholders. The impact of an unmotivated workforce can literally drive companies out of business or make them stellar. People represent the most important resource of any company, how much value will you personally add? Here's your opportunity to be proactive. We're not trying to offend you by sharing these harsh facts with you. We sincerely want to help you. We are purposefully telling you what your potential employers are getting frustrated with so that you can have an advantage over your competition. It's up to you to start to set the record straight and raise the bar for yourself and even your peers. Use this extra insight about what employers want and what they're not getting to make yourself the most desirable candidate. We invite you to spend some time privately reflecting on your own tendencies and behaviors. Be the type of person that will wow those who hire you, trust in you, and give you a chance over someone else. New rules. Business today requires these top competencies. Many of the people doing the hiring these days have labeled these competencies as being the weakest in young people entering the workforce at the moment. Believe it or not, companies are having significant challenges finding the real talent they need for their companies to thrive. Understanding these dynamics can give you a tremendous advantage if you take the steps to cultivate these competencies in yourself. Go beyond what you learn in school. Your efforts will pay off in more ways than you can even imagine. Communication. Communication is all about how you relate to others, including your effectiveness in sharing and receiving information, collaborating and engaging. How you express yourself, how you present who you are, what you want, what you know, and how you ask questions, gather information, build rapport, and develop trust are all extremely important. Communication is also referred to as one of the soft skills. Due to all the time spent interacting with computers rather than live people, people's communication abilities are not as great as they used to be. Suggestions. Practice presenting different types of content to people and audiences in different formats. Talk to people you don't know. Keep a journal. Join a public speaking class or debate team. Write for a publication. Work on a blog or newspaper with a great editor. Host a video conference, webinar, podcast, or workshop. Online, you're going to find a big activity that goes through a very substantive self-assessment process to walk through all of the top competencies that we're talking about here. Take the time to go through and assess yourself. Critical thinking, decision-making. Being good at decision-making and critical thinking means making independent decisions, acting on your own accord, not waiting for guidance, trying things, searching for answers on your own, taking chances and calculated risks, being proactive, showing initiative, and figuring things out. How competent are you in this area? Suggestions. Put yourself in situations where you can practice making quick decisions. There's such a wide range of ideas for this. Real-life situations like volunteering at a shelter or interacting with people in dire life situations. Quick mind training by playing physical games like soccer or mental strategy games like chess or certain video games. Do regular problem-solving puzzles to get better at quick decision-making. Ethics. Ethics are the standards with which individuals or entire organizations act, the values by which you live your life and do your work, and the filter you use in decision-making to assess good and bad, right and wrong. Some of this may come from how you were raised and what you grew up thinking was ethical or not ethical. How competent are you in this area? Suggestions. Practice the golden rule of doing unto others as you would have done to you. Discuss controversial issues with friends and have a healthy debate about how you would handle the situation. Think of standard codes of conduct like the United States Constitution, company rules, or even family, community, or cultural rules. Think about how those feel for you personally. Determine what feels good and right for you in your interaction with others. Think about what behaviors feel good or not good to you. Professional development. Professionalism and professional development is all about how prepared, polished, competent, and capable you are as that relates to work. How much value you are able to add is driven by how much work you've done on preparing yourself for bigger and better opportunities. Luckily for you, exploring your potential is all about professional development. How competent are you in this area? Suggestions. Get an internship with a professional company. Learn how to dress appropriately for the job and industry that you're interested in. Study the people you admire and particularly notice their behavior, their codes of conduct in the workplace, how they interact with others, how punctual they are, how polished their work is, etc. Practice time management. Do what you say you're going to do when you said you would do it. Go one step further than that and over-deliver. Leadership. Can you successfully and effectively take charge of people, situations, challenges, or opportunities? How do you operate amidst uncertainty or around weak or non-existent guidelines, structure, and/or context? Do you emerge victorious in tough situations? Do you bring out the best in others and lead groups to better outcomes because of what you do, say, or how you manage things? Are you most likely to be chosen to take over? Do other leaders, like your colleagues, bosses, or clients, let you act on their behalf, in their absence, or by their side? Do you inspire, endear, or evoke a sense of trust and purpose with others within your community? How competent are you in these areas? Suggestions. Think about what type of leader you would be by paying attention to the leaders around you and the kinds of decisions they are having to make. How would you handle those same choices? Create a group or project on a subject that you're passionate about and then lead your peers from conceptualization to completion. Go on an adventure with a group of people and be the leader. Innovation. Do you have the ability to see or create things that don't yet exist? Are you visionary enough to build things like new systems, processes, services, products, or the entire enterprise from nothing to something of real value? Can you build an organization of your own or for others? How competent are you in this area? Suggestions. Think outside of the box. Imagine that you're an inventor and need to solve one of the world's biggest problems. Make a plan for how to solve it. Participate in group brainstorming meetings where you're coming up with innovative solutions. Go to meetup groups with other thinkers. Sustainability. Can you support yourself or an organization you work with or for? Having the capability to help operations grow successfully is a vital competency to cultivate. Tangentially, can you help ensure that you or your organization do not do things that would cause damage to their industries, environments, colleagues, constituencies, employees, customers, or communities? How competent are you in these areas? Suggestions. Think about your current work situation. Chances are it's constantly evolving. Make sure you remain self-sustainable by always being on top of what's going on in your industry. Being at the forefront of the game and being willing to evolve will ensure that you are always a valuable asset. Set up your organization to be as self-sufficient as possible. Global awareness. How big or small is your world? Is your perspective, experience, and exposure more local or global? Can you see the bigger picture? Do you understand, respect, appreciate, and engage successfully with different cultures, religions, races, or economies? Do you have the ability to operate far beyond what's comfortable and familiar to you? Are you ready to compete against the global workforce? Remember, there are 1 billion young people entering the working world right now. How competent are you in this area? Suggestions. Keep up to date on current events and know what's going on with the rest of the world. Engage in interesting conversations with people from different countries and cultures. Join online chats with international people who share your interests. Travel. Work with others from other countries. Learn about different customs and be familiar and respectful of them when you travel or interact with others from around the world. Finance. Money. Money is one of the most important things in our world. Besides our personal ambitions, it's one of the main reasons why we all work, so that we can have the money we need to pay our bills and spend time on the things that make our lives more worthwhile. How good are you at keeping track of and managing your money? Are you good at making money? Do you know what you're worth financially? How good are you at playing with money, like stocks, bonds? How good are you at saving money? How competent are you in this area? Suggestions. Meet with a financial advisor for an assessment of your current finances and get recommendations on practical next steps. Build a relationship with your bank. Spend time with a bookkeeper or a CPA. Have them explain what they do, or better yet, have them work with you. Read about best practices in personal financial management. Learn about how more advanced finance, like stocks, bonds, money markets, work so you can understand it and how it affects us all. Study how people raise or acquire money, crowdfunding, angel investments, venture capital, private equity, grants, loans, convertible notes, equity investments, even credit. Most importantly, figure out how to make money doing what you love. Entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurs are the visionaries and manifestors of the working world. How creative are you? Can you come up with a brand new idea that provides effective solutions for people? Can you take those ideas further than just the idea? Do you have the resourcefulness and perseverance to make your idea a reality? Are you ready to wear multiple hats on a regular basis? Are you willing to work harder than most of your peers? How competent are you in this area? Suggestions. Talk to entrepreneurs often. Read about startups. Start something from scratch and build it to profitability. Spend time in a startup environment. Visit co-working spaces. Attend talks, workshops, seminars, and boot camps for entrepreneurs. Intern or volunteer with cool small businesses, even small mom-and-pop shops. Understand how licensing, franchising, and importing and exporting work. Explore the social impact space. See how entrepreneurs are tackling major social challenges. Technology. How educated are you in the speedy world of ever-evolving technology? How can you best leverage your technological skills? Are you able to learn new things with efficiency and ease? Can you pick up and learn new things immediately? How good are you at being a part of the fast digital age? How competent are you in this area? Suggestions. Venture beyond your personal use of technology, apps, and online platforms, and explore how technology is being used in a broader sense in the industries you're interested in. Take a coding class online and see how it works. Build a website. Produce videos. Check out a technology conference in person or online. Read the tech section of a newspaper or blog for a range of what's happening. Follow tech geniuses online to watch what they're talking about and keep up to date. Study how various forms of technology are changing the world. People get hired to make money, save money, and/or solve problems. If you're able to do any or all of those, you are incredibly valuable. Choose your trajectory. Your trajectory in life is up to you. That means you set the rate at which you want to climb, grow, succeed, achieve. It all starts with your level of determination, motivation, and commitment. You choose. Do you really want a slow, steady climb? Have you already peaked? At this stage in exploring your potential, our hope is that your aspirations are soaring above where they might have been when you started. Or if you were already pumped full of ambition, you're now seeing more ways than ever before to get where you want to go. Since our goal is for you to have the tools and confidence to achieve all that you want, it's important for you to always be building your core competencies to ensure you're seen as valuable to those who might hire, promote, partner with, or invest in you. Education is one way you choose your trajectory, and that can be a great predictor of success. Take a look at how the level of education you choose to attain impacts potential lifetime earnings. The chart you'll find online comes from the College Payoff, a report from the Center for Education and Workforce at Georgetown University. That being said, there are always expectations, and know that your job will ultimately dictate your earning power more than your education will. Online, you'll see a chart of how different levels of education increase your earning potential exponentially. For example, in U.S. dollars, if you earn less than a high school degree, you're earning less than $1 million in your lifetime. Whereas if you get a professional degree, you're likely to earn over $3.6 million. Advice from industry pros. Brad Hargreaves is the co-founder of General Assembly, which has raised over $100 million to train the next generation of technology talent. He then created Common, a co-living space providing these young leaders with better living options as they move to bigger cities to get better jobs. Here, Brad meticulously breaks down how technology is changing everything today. Companies, communities, and whole industries, and what the critical skills are that you need to know to stay competitive.
Hi, I'm Brad Hargreaves. I'm the co-founder of General Assembly and now the founder and CEO of Common. We started General Assembly to bridge the gap between what's taught in universities and the skills that are needed in the workforce. And now I'm working to address some of the issues in housing by creating community-driven places for people to live. Between General Assembly and Common, we've raised over $130 million of financing to grow these businesses. And we were able to do that because we were solving real human needs and addressing real human problems. Technology talent is an underserved market. You have a huge number of individuals who are coming into and going out of traditional universities that don't have the skills they need to succeed in the workforce. When we talk about technology, we're talking about several specific skills that make up what is someone who is fluent in technology. Web development and software development really sit at the top of that, but it's certainly not exclusive to being able to write code. Although having fluency in what code does and how different software technologies can impact business is obviously critical. But it goes beyond that. It's about understanding how these technologies have an impact on marketing and customer acquisition, commonly lumped into digital marketing. It's about user experience design, understanding how users like to interact with technologies and how those technologies are changing the expectations of users. It's also about having a good business perspective and a product perspective on using technology to innovate. It's about business strategy, it's about product management. So even though we're talking about technology and we're talking about technology skills, it doesn't just stop at knowing how to write code. It goes beyond that in understanding how technology is going to have an impact on the next century of business development. Technology is the substrate on which so many 21st century businesses will be built. This isn't just about the technology industry. Software and software technology has a role in every industry. It's critical to have a fluency, have an understanding, even if you're not out there building apps and writing code yourself, have a fluency for how technology works and how it impacts the growth of business and the potential things that can be built. So there are actually a number of specific skills where there are millions of jobs being created that really have nothing directly to do with writing code, but for which understanding how software innovation impacts business is critical. Understanding technology is not about going and building an app. It's not about going to Silicon Valley and raising a bunch of money. It's about understanding how fundamental changes in technology are impacting every industry at every level. Having the right skills is absolutely necessary for going into the workforce. And there are a number of skills that you can pick up that can greatly increase your potential for earning and getting the job you want down the road. Of course, talking about these hard skills isn't the end-all be-all. Soft skills are increasingly in demand in the workplace as well, being able to interact with others, being able to work on teams, being able to talk to customers. All of those are critical skills that you're going to need. Identifying your gaps can be one of the toughest parts of this entire process. And ultimately, the first step to knowing your gaps is to know your goals, to know what you're going after, to know what you want to achieve. And once you have that, once you have a hypothesis for what you're going after and what you want to achieve, you need to build a network. You need to start meeting people who are further down the path, who've established relationships, who've picked up additional knowledge, and they'll be the best to tell you where your gaps are. They will be the best to help you fill in those missing pieces and direct you to the places where you're going to be able to pick up the skills and the advice you need to take it to the next level. You're fortunate for a couple of things, and one of those things is that we live in a really special time in the history of education. There is more information available to you out there than there has ever been in the past. If you have an internet connection and you have a computer or a mobile device, you can go online and access a wide swath of information and access people through social networks, through other educational channels that you never would have been able to access previously. And it's your responsibility to go after those and to take advantage of the opportunities that are out there and to aggressively seek out mentors, seek out advice, and seek out both online and in-person educational opportunities. The last piece of advice I would leave you with is always have a hunger for learning. Never stop learning. You're never in a place in life where you've learned all you need to learn, where you're done learning. This is a process of lifelong education and lifelong learning. This doesn't stop after college. It doesn't even stop when you retire. You're always going to be learning. And if you approach life with that mentality, you're more willing to take risks and more willing to do the things you need to achieve your goals.
Good communication means good business. Soft skills. If you really want to present yourself as a superstar in the talent pool, spend some time evaluating your own soft skills, like the ones we've been discussing here. In a nutshell, soft skills are really about how skilled you are at effectively interacting with other people, in groups, and with the world around you. Just like people of older generations turn to younger people for technology assistance, younger generations should turn to more senior generations for very clear definitions, examples, and even critiques of personal soft skills, such as professionalism, communication, and the like. Try asking more established professionals in your life how you can improve. If they're employers, business owners, or in management or human resources, they'll likely have particularly strong advice. Ask a few people so that you get a good range of feedback. Be open-minded with this. Just a few simple conversations and tweaks on your end could totally change your employability. Ellen Pollack, former editor-in-chief of Bloomberg Businessweek, discusses the importance of being a good writer.
The writing I see from people right out of school is almost universally not good. And it's about clarity, it's about rewriting. Rewriting is more important than writing. And looking at your sentences, looking at your paragraphs and seeing how those paragraphs build on each other, that seems so basic, it seems so third grade, only it isn't. It's every day of your life you need to be thinking about your writing. But I also know that it can be fixed, because I know that I was not such a good writer, and I think I became a pretty good writer. And I actually talked to myself, not out loud, but I gave myself a period of a year where I tore my writing apart and I rethought the way I wrote and I rethought the way I put paragraphs together. Again, it seems very basic, but if you know how to put paragraphs together and if you know how to write a sentence, pretty soon you won't have to think about that. You'll just be able to write.
Okay. Online, you're going to find a big activity, a self-assessment that's going to walk you through all the different soft skills in detail. We're going to look at your communication skills, your leadership, your ability to influence others, interpersonal skills, personal skills, creativity, and professional skills. We're going to have you look at the category with all the detail and many different facets of it and assess which ones you feel like you're strongest at and where you feel like you need the greatest improvement. Summary. This module is about the importance of core competencies in the workforce. You need to have more than good grades to be truly hireable. Employers nowadays want more than just intellect. They need their employees to be able to really interact with one another and their clients in the best possible ways.